Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's February 2016. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, a DHS agency, is responsible for providing safe, secure, and humane confinement for individuals who are held in immigration detention facilities. A team led by Rebecca Gambler, a director in GAO's Homeland Security and Justice team, recently reviewed medical care for immigration detainees. GAO's Jacques Arsenault sat down with Rebecca to talk about what they found.
For starters, can you tell me about how many people are held in immigration detention facilities?
In fiscal year 2015, on any given day, there were about 32,000 individuals housed in immigration detention facilities.
And what's happening to these people while they're in the facilities?
Individuals who are housed in detention facilities are in civil or administrative detention, and so they're really waiting to have their case heard before immigration courts, or they may have been ordered removed from the country, and they're waiting for that removal to take place.
So they're sort of waiting for one part of the process or another.
They're waiting for some action related to their immigration status or immigration case in the U.S.
And when people are in these facilities, they're really the responsibility of the federal government, and that includes a responsibility for medical care. Can you talk about what the federal government's responsibility is in that case?
Sure. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has responsibility for overseeing and actually providing medical care to individuals in detention facilities. And that includes providing care through clinics that are on site at detention facilities, as well as overseeing requests for and approvals of requests for off-site medical care. Examples of off-site medical care would include things like emergency services or treatment for longer-term or chronic conditions.
Okay, so ICE could be providing the care themselves, or they could be contracting it out or sending folks out to existing health clinics and then paying for that after the fact.
That's right. And at some facilities, as it relates to on-site care, ICE medical corps staff actually provide the care directly to individuals in those facilities. And at other facilities, ICE contracts on-site medical care with local government agencies or sometimes with private contractors.
Okay, so in this report, your team was really trying to get more of a sense of the care that's actually provided. And it seems like you ran into some challenges with finding data or getting the full picture. Can you tell me about that?
I can. Specifically as it relates to off-site medical care, we found two primary issues with ICE's oversight. First, ICE has data on requests and approvals and denials for off-site medical care, but we found that that information couldn't be sorted or searched in such a way to identify trends across procedure types or across facility types. And that really limits ICE's oversight relating to the consistency with which decisions are made for approving off-site medical care. Secondly, we found that ICE was not really able to effectively link approvals for off-site medical care to amounts paid out for that care. And that was an issue, again, in terms of ICE having the information it needs to effectively oversee the provision of care.
So it sounds almost, in the first case, like they don't have the data that they need to be effectively planning for the future. And in the second case, there are some potential accounting problems. You know, they know what they requested and they know what they paid, but they can't necessarily make those two line up.
That's right. And during the time period that we studied for our report, we found that there were differences across fiscal years in terms of requests for medical care approved and the amounts that were actually paid out.
Okay. Now, you also looked at complaints and what the process is for handling complaints. Can you talk about what you found or what you didn't find there?
Sure. As it relates to complaints, individuals in detention facilities have a number of different avenues that they can pursue to make medical care complaints. They can make complaints directly to the facilities, or they can lodge complaints with different components and agencies within ICE and the Department of Homeland Security. And while having those multiple avenues is really positive, what we found is that ICE really didn't have data that paints a complete picture of the types of medical complaints that are received by the different entities.
So again, it's harder for them to find where those big problems are and where they should be focusing their efforts.
That's right. It's difficult for them to really be able to assess trends across the types of complaints they receive and have the information they need to make sure that they're effectively addressing those complaints.
So then let me ask you, how do you fix this? What are the recommendations that you're making to ICE in this report?
We made a number of recommendations related to helping ICE improve the information and data that they have for overseeing the provision of medical care. So we recommended that they develop mechanisms to better assess trends and procedures requested and approved by both procedure type and facility type. We also recommended that they better link approvals for medical care to amounts paid. And we recommended that they collect and maintain more complete data on the universe of medical complaints that are received.
And finally, what would you say is the bottom line of this report?
The bottom line is really that ICE has policies and processes in place to provide medical care to individuals housed in detention facilities. However, ICE needs more complete data and more reliable data to be able to effectively oversee the provision of that care.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.